This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants. They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
That's always a lot of fun. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Hope you have a great had a great weekend. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, like I said, on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being just being engaged and involved. Now, look at this week, and a lot of you are going to start going to these things. This weekend, I went to an event where there were a whole bunch of conservatives. I know, jump right into it, right? You can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can find out all about me, the show, where we're at, what we're doing, that kind of stuff. But I went to an event this weekend, and there were boatload of conservatives there, and they had some speakers that were talking about their running for office, right? Candidates, I guess, not really speakers, but people running for office. And the irritant was, or is, that as I know, jump right in, right? I'll deal with the Strotsky thing in a minute. And I was thinking about this because I heard somebody else talking about it. I'm going, wait a minute, when you're running for office, right, you need to really let people know what your needs are, number one, right? You just don't get up there and tell everybody what you're going to do. You tell them you need their vote, you need money, and you need people. You need resources, right? You need walkers, you need people to call on the phone. And I was listening to all these people talk, and thinking to myself, okay, look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I do know enough. So if you're running for office, you need to tell people what you really need. You need to tell people that you really need help. And once they get you in, or once they help you get elected, you need to make sure that they understand that they need to support you in an ongoing way. Okay, they need to support you. In other words, I can't tell you on the school board how often something comes in front of me and it makes you guys crazy. I get called later on. Why did you vote for this? Why did you do this way? Why did you do something that way? Why? Because you weren't there to support me. That's why. I need you, at the school board, in the room with me, working with me to make things happen. Otherwise, I truly am on my own. Other than you getting me into office, you kind of left me out to dry. You're throwing me in the water with the sharks. I got no suit, no repellent, no cage, no nothing. And you're waving to me, telling me to have a good time. Now you can tell, I was listening to these poor people speak. And thinking to myself, oh, God, you've got to let people know for real the help that you need. That's my two cents. What can I say? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I appreciate the time that you guys are involved and engaged, being part of. I mean that sincerely. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be watching, but you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. Okay, so here's something, and I always love how this comes down. Remember what President, what's his name, Oblamo, ex-President Oblamo. Do you remember when he was running around touting this wonderful new health care plan? You know, the one that was going to help everybody and do wonderful things for the country, that was going to repart the Red Sea and bring it back together again, and the clouds were going to, you don't remember that one? Well, again, more lies, ow. Right, more lies, more aggression. Strotskin Page text revealed that there was a coordinated attempt to make sure that the FBI leaked information about Trump to hurt him. Now, I'm not talking about the old ones, and we kind of talked about how, you know, Strotsky and Page were texting back, and she was concerned that he was going to be... That's not what I'm talking about. Now, there's new documents that were given to Congress, and it really looks like there was a systematic culture of media leaking going on in the FBI, not just with these two, but throughout the FBI and the Justice Department, to release information that hurt President Trump. Is anyone surprised? Because I'm not surprised. And again, this isn't aimed at the rank and file of the FBI. This is strictly aimed at a small group of FBI agents, people, management, whatever, that couldn't stand Trump and decided that they knew better than 63 million other people. Right? Isn't that cool? In a letter to Representative Mark Meadows, a Republican out of North Carolina, he points in particular two text message exchanges in April of 2017 between now-fired FBI agent Peter Strzok and former FBI attorney Lisa Page, in which the two discussed the Bureau's media leak strategy. Now, not that this stuff was leaked, not that, ooh, I'm going to send this out to make sure this gets out to the general populace. No, there was a concerted effort and a plan to leak this stuff out. Come on, think about that. And we're supposed to be comfortable with what they do. Jeff Sessions wants us to realize that everything's okay at the DOJ, nothing to worry about. Keep walking. One of the memos says, I had literally just gone to find this phone to tell you I want to talk to you about the media leak strategy that we have with the DOJ before you go. That's what Strotsky texted Page on April 10th. Think about the amount of power these two had to create doubt, chaos, and aggravation. And they did it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It's always so much fun, right? Technology's always great. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, honestly being part of the conversation. The Kimberly Marin will join us, maybe, kind of, sort of. We'll see if we can get everything working again. We were talking about PETA. My God, this, we're having a Boston night. I can already feel it. Strzok and Page, and how they were really working. I mean, this is, with the new documents coming out. I love how the Dems keep saying there's nothing there, nothing to watch, nothing to deal with. Well, no, there's a whole bunch of stuff to watch and deal with and pay attention to. Seriously. And as you start to see the paperwork start to come out that the FBI has released, or is being released from the DOJ, you start to see how the picture is painted, and not just by text messages. This is really, it's not funny, haha, you know what I mean by this. But it's really funny how, you know, nothing mattered, nothing was there, there was nothing going on, and all of a sudden now there's everything going on, right? Now, at some point in time, Lisa Page, the former FBI attorney, sends a message to Strzok. Or, I'm sorry, Strzok sends a message to Page. This gets confusing. I had literally just gone to find a phone to tell you I want to talk to you about media leak strategy with the DOJ. Now, Strzok texted Page on April 10th, that's according to Meadows, who cited newly produced documents from the Justice Department. 2 days later, Strzok wrote, "Well done, Page," and told her that two negative articles about Page's namesake would soon come out. So think about this. They're laying this out. Step by step by step, they're laying this out so that you can know and see what's happening. All right? I mean, seriously, you look at this and you have to think about who ignored this at the FBI level? Who ignored this at the DOJ level? This is scary. Two days later, as I said, Strzok wrote, "Well done, Page," and told her two negative articles would come out with her namesake on it. There was an apparent reference to a Carter Page, the former Trump advisor, whom the FBI surveilled for months after obtaining a warrant from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or the FISA court, if you would. All right, I'm not going to read it. The letter's like 8 pages long. The FBI and the DOJ declined a comment. Fox News also reached out to lawyers to Strzok and Page. They did not immediately respond for requests. Still haven't. The Washington Post published a story titled, "The FBI Obtained FISA Warrant to Monitor Former Trump Advisor Carter Page." The article, citing law enforcement and other U.S. officials, reported that the DOJ and the FBI had convinced the FISA judge that there was probable cause to believe that Page was acting as an agent of a foreign power. In this case, Russia. But you see, here's the problem. When you start looking at the text messages, they don't back that up. They even make reference to the original dossier not being real or actually having a lot of false statements in it. The text message exchanges should lead a reasonable person to question whether there's a sincere desire to investigate wrongdoings or to put derogatory information out to nail Trump. Now, that's Joe's version of what the House Oversight Committee wrote, because it's too long to read what they wrote. Now, Page wasn't charged with any wrongdoing. Right? A lot of these documents were so heavily redacted that the Department of Justice or the committee members looking at this who oversee the Department of Justice, how do you oversee? Think about this. I want you to think about this. Congress's job is to oversee what the FBI, the Department of Justice, is doing to make sure that they follow all the processes. If they're giving redacted documents, heavily redacted documents, is the process they took, who was named, and how they got the information they needed, how is the people that are watching them over, or how are the people that are watching over them, supposed to make sure they did it the right way if they can't get the paperwork that showed how they did it? Where does that make sense? In what world? I'm telling you, as this goes on, right, testimony was given by Bruce Orr, the DOJ attorney. What was it, last week? And more is coming out on what we're going to call flat-out wrongdoing by the Department of Justice, flat-out wrongdoing by the FBI, In essence, they're trying to nail Donald Trump. They're trying to make things hard for Donald Trump to get his job done. to do what he's supposed to do. To act as president. Can you imagine if these people take over Congress here shortly? Can you imagine if you let them take over Congress and the Senate, and even if they don't get the two-thirds they need to impeach him for real? What do you think? This is going to be 724 for the next few years of them trying to impeach him. Right? It's just amazing. Listen, our hearts and prayers go out to those people that are in the way of the Hurricane Florence. It's heading towards South Carolina. And this is never... It's never a good thing, right? It never leaves great things in its wake. It always creates so much devastation. So let's just pray for these people. Let's believe that the government, I know it's not all the government's job, but the government works quickly to make sure that they have the clean water they need after this happens. They have the shelter they need. They have the ability to be safe. There's no way to be safe in the middle of a hurricane. I get it. You can try. But it's kind of hard to duck and dodge it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do you remember our buddy, Mr. Gutierrez, right? He's the representative from Illinois. This guy's a real piece of work. You know, here's a guy, no question about it. I don't know how these people who hate this country so much get elected. I mean, do they know all the right words to say? Are they that nasty, that mean? Well, Gutierrez wants the president to resign. I wish Gutierrez would resign. Somebody with that much hate in him should not be legislating. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The forecast places North Carolina in the bullseye of Hurricane Florence.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper declaring a state of emergency because of Hurricane Florence.
First, the ocean surge along our coast. Then the strong winds, which may be higher than the other hurricanes that we have recently experienced. And, of course, inland flooding from heavy rains.
It's actually pretty crazy.
The hurricane prompting colleges to cancel classes. This student at Charleston Southern University in South Carolina evacuating but checking out the waves before he leaves the area.
Folly Beach. It's like right on the coast. We are going to go today just because the waves are going to be pretty good. Tomorrow is when it's starting to get really choppy. That's when everyone's going to have to probably pack up shop.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air. And little Charlie Daniels never hurt anybody. It's great. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much that you can do up there. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. I appreciate the time that you spend, you know, on the air, sending me messages and doing all of that. You know, and I can't stand it. It's it is definitely electronics crazy night, right? So anyway, the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about Louis Gutierrez. And he, like every other nut job in the government, I mean, not even in the Congress, in government, has come out and wants the president to resign. Immediately. Because of all the nasty stuff he's done, all the terrible things he's done. I still don't know what he's done. It's so terrible. I haven't been able to put my finger on it. Is it something he said? Because he said plenty of things. Which one? Maybe it's the $35 million he took from a Russian company, Rusnano. Right? One of the founders of Rusnano was Vladimir Putin. Maybe that was it, right? Maybe it's the fact that he's paid, what, $500,000 speaking fee from a Russian company called Renaissance Capital? Maybe that was it, right? Maybe it was the fact that Trump sold a fifth of all U.S. uranium rights to Russia. Maybe that was it. I'm trying to figure out what it is. Maybe the company that bought the uranium rights subsequently donated $145 million to Trump's charity. Maybe that was it. Right? Oh, wait a minute. That was Bill and Hillary Clinton. I've got my notes mixed up. Hold on. I'm trying to figure out why they hate this man so much. Right? When you think about this, think about all the things that Trump has been able to accomplish in a relatively short period of time. Is that why they hate him, you think? Because, you know, I love when they say he's not very presidential. Thank you, God. I am so glad he's not presidential. What do you think? I'm so glad that he's not doing the things the way other presidents have done. Because, you know, he'll back Jerusalem. He'll talk about how great Jerusalem is. And that it's the capital of Israel. Then do nothing about it. Right? Just like many presidents before him have done. But let's get back to it. I know, I go off of these tangents because I get so mad at some of the stuff I read. I'm going, wait a minute. How do you say this and you're not mad about this? Gutierrez wants him to hear it. So let's listen to what Mr. G has to say. Although, I don't know why I want to hear him because I'm just going to get sick to my stomach anyway, right? Come on, Louis.
Mr. Speaker, I have written a letter to the President of the United States, which I'm sending today, that carries a simple message on behalf of the American people.
Right, because all the American people want him to resign. This is where the delusional.
Mr. President, it is time for you to resign the office of the presidency for the good of the United States and her people. It has become clear to Congress and the American people.
Hey, is it okay for him to call the United States her? Isn't that kind of, right? You know what I'm saying? That's not politically correct, Louis.
Especially those of us who do not exclusively watch sanitized versions of the news on the president's most supportive media outlets, that for decades the president led a vast...
No, that's right, because it's not sanitized on the other stations. It's just simply twisted and corrupt. I mean, a whole different animal.
Criminal enterprise that went on to engage in criminal activity during the 2016 campaign for the White House and engaged in criminal activity since taking the office.
Is he talking about, the Clinton Foundation? Is that what he's... I'm kind of confused. This guy is rabid. I mean, he is hateful rabid. When you see him get up, when you hear the things, and look at his face when Trump is talking, I've never seen such hate dripping off a human being before.
Of president. The fact is clear. The president is the target of multiple criminal investigations on several fronts.
Yeah, and Hillary never was.
Number one, the
Actually, technically, Hillary never was because they never really were invested. Come on. You and me talking here, right? They never really investigated her. They showed up for tea and crumpets on a Saturday morning for 3 hours. Remember, they couldn't use their phones. They couldn't take notes. The FBI, right? The most powerful law enforcement information gathering department on the face of the planet had to sign non-disclosure agreements with Mrs. Clinton. Who else do you know could have got away with that?
Violation of federal election laws, including the failure to report payments and contributions as required under campaign finance law. Number two.
Now, did Louis give the same speech when President Obama received millions, and you can find this in the Wall Street Journal, papers all over the place, millions of dollars from foreign nationals and foreign companies, and their excuse was, now they pay the fine eventually, but after taking in millions, I think they paid $300,000 in fine, which was not, you know, I mean, if you're weighing out the cost analysis, I don't know, if you're going to pick up $5 or $6 million in contributions, and you have to pay $300,000 in fines, it's a small price to pay, right? But you're not supposed, and they couldn't give the money back. Why? Because their system had a glitch and they couldn't track it. Think about that. Now, they knew enough to know that these were foreign contributions, but they didn't know where they came from or who sent them. I guess the Visa and the MasterCard records were also wiped out in some way, shape, manner, or form. Don't you agree?
To the violation of tax, banking, and fraud laws related to the Trump Organization and immediate business associates and family members of the president. Number three, apparent involvement and encouragement of the illegal hacking of political opponents during the 2016 campaign and efforts to derail investigations, inquiries. Since
how did he derail? See, I was getting a kick out of this. Remember, it was Rosenstein that suggested or said that Comey should be fired. It wasn't Trump. It was Rosenstein. He was the one who said that Comey should be fired and then said the president should be investigated for firing Comey. Now, if that isn't somebody who's high on crack, I don't know what is. And then drag that a little further, if you would. Here he is calling for... Did the investigation stop? See, that's what I was going to say. He's trying to stop the investigation by firing Comey. Why? Is Comey the only employee of the FBI? Is he the only one that can make a difference, to make a change? No, we all know that's not true. We all know this is, to put it in Joe Biden's comments, this is just a bunch of malarkey, and you know it.
Taking the office of president. And number four, working and encouraging and collaborating with a foreign government, Russia, to interfere in the 2016 election in order to help the president's campaign come.
This is where these guys, President Trump talks about fake news. I don't know, what are these, fake representatives? Fake accusations? Where is the proof, Louis? You haven't got any. There is absolutely no proof that puts the president where you say he is. That puts the president in I don't know, being in collusion with the Russians. Whatever. I don't even know what word to use anymore. What word is there? What word can you use to bring... Because it isn't collusion. And the thing they hate about the collusion stuff is that collusion's not illegal. And what exactly is Louis saying here? I don't have it. Can somebody help me?
Combined with efforts while in office to obstruct justice in the investigation of the campaign. Those are just four of the criminal conspiracies that point directly to the President of the United States and compromise his ability.
Now, apparently, Louis either has some inside information that absolutely nobody else has, or Louis is so full of BS that he's getting darker by the moment. Okay? I mean, making these accusations with absolutely... Yeah, they talk about President Trump making accusations or saying things about individuals and companies that aren't true. There's not one shred of evidence that points to Donald Trump on anything this lying person is saying right now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, come inside, let me teach you how to drive.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch, well, you kind of maybe sort of might be able to watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Lots going on. You know, and I do, I just... These guys, we've been watching a clip or listening to a clip from Lou Gutierrez, Louis, as he's known, about how the president should resign and listed off all these crimes or potential crimes that the president may or may not have done. No shred of evidence, no indictment, potential indictment, or investigation ongoing into the president. And Mueller has now said twice that Trump is not the one under investigation. And what I love about this is when Mrs. Clinton's email server, these Maronis actually said this, when Mrs. Clinton's email server was being investigated, she actually said it wasn't me, it was the email server. And they let her get away with that. That was fine by them. Right now, there is no investigation against Donald J. Trump. There is actually no shred of evidence, none, absolutely zippo, that Trump colluded with the Russians. Do you really think what's been going on with the way they want to hang this guy, that they would let for 30 seconds, that they would let this go by if they actually had one shred of evidence against Trump to be able to get him to step down, give it up, or do whatever? You're crazy if you believe that if they were investigating Donald Trump and they had actual proof and weren't using it, you're crazy to believe that they're cutting him a break. There is nobody there, or very few people, that would cut him a break. And because I know you want to hear some more common sense, let's hear some more of Louis Gutierrez.
To continue leading the nation. I have only 5 minutes to speak, so I don't have the time to enumerate the convictions in federal court of close associates of the president's business interests. And
all of which have absolutely nothing to do with collusion, all of which to have these guys either lying to the IRS or lying to the FBI, and nothing to do with President Trump. You see how they spin this stuff? How they paint the picture? I mean, I loved it when Obama said, if you can, you know, you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor, you can keep your plan if you like your plan. And then he came back after tens of hours, hundreds of hours of video about the president saying that you could keep your doctor and you could keep your plan. He said, no, what I said was, if your doctor was in the plan, you could keep the plan. If your plan fell within the guidelines that we were putting together, you could keep your plan. He didn't say that. He never said that. He never even alluded to it. And yet you, Louis, you let him get away with that. Apparently that wasn't a lie. That was just a mistake. Can you believe these people? Right? And when you talk about, again, when he talks about for the good of the American people, does he realize that he's spitting in the face of 63 million Americans? And I say yes, because you have to think about something. They don't even trust their own voters. Nancy Pelosi in 2016 went from calling her people blue-collar voters to calling her people uninformed voters. Low information voters, because she knew where it was going. She knew in the direction that it was heading in. Think about that. She knew the direction this was going. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Anyway. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right. I know. I want to hear this. You guys may not want to, but I want to hear more. Louis is good for entertainment. Louis is good to keep the heart pumping.
And campaign, nor the guilty pleas, the plea bargains, or the immunity granted to the president's employees, friends, and business associates.
Well, they thought that was better than, you know, remember those last people, the Clintons, right? Remember that? Apparently, when you had information on them, your heart stopped for some reason or another.
Yes, including those directly managing his political operation and serving in his White House. And yes, the investigations are still going on, as are the prosecutions, guilty pleas, and sentencing of the president's co-conspirators in each of these four criminal matters.
Wow, co-conspirators. And apparently, again, so the president has been listed as the, you know, the person that's going to be charged with all these crimes, and they co-conspired with him to do these. Louis, I don't have a college degree, and I know that you have to have somebody at the top. You have to have the president that's been charged with these for people to be co-conspirators with him. You have to have proved a plan. You have to have proved that this was happening. You got nothing. You got nothing but words. You got nothing but trying to make people believe and think that you got something. And they got your number. They've already got your number. And I love these polls that are showing the Dems to get up by 8. And every time I see those polls, I just want you to remember something. Hillary was going to win in a landslide. Just remember that.
And we don't know. There may be many more shoes to drop from local, state, and federal prosecutors, because when you start looking under the rocks...
Why? Because you guys won't give up. And it's not for good reasons. You just can't believe what he's doing. I mean, what do you want to turn around? You want to turn around the unemployment rate? Is that what you want to turn around? You want to turn around with the way the budget's going or the way the economy's going? Is that what you want to turn around? You want to turn around the fact that people have more food on their table? Is that what you want to turn around? You want to hire some of those people, some of those friends of yours, to sweep up the crumbs off the floor that Nancy Pelosi talked about? The North Korea, I don't know if you guys talked about this the other day, but the North Koreans had a military parade for the first time. They didn't have ballistic missiles in it. Was that a symbol? Was that a coincidence? Oh, my God. The president sending us in a nuclear war. With who? Because it ain't Kim. Little Kim wants a break. Little Kim doesn't want the aggravation. Little Kim's got no spine. I mean, in a good way.
Filed around this president, you find ample evidence of systematic fraud, criminal activity, and cover-up. For me, this has nothing to do with the president's racism, his misogyny, his homophobia, and Islamophobia. It is different than his...
He has every disease known to mankind, doesn't he? President Trump is like the most awful human being on the face of the planet. You know, seriously, Attila the Hun has nothing on him, apparently. Listen to these guys. Listen to the hate. Listen to how they just, they are reaching at everything. They would be grasping at straws, except in California, that's illegal. But other than that, they're grasping at everything, every cliche, everything they can say about him. It's like, what's the old saying? It's like throwing the spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks, something like that.
Ties to and support for white supremacy, or the voice he lends to the wildest, most discredited conspiracy theories the dark right web and talk radio can come up with. And as ugly as it was to hear...
Because there's no left web. And there's no radio for the left. I wonder if he's always talking... When he says the dark radio, does he mean, like, only the right-wing radio? Is that it? See, if these guys got total control, right, I won't, because they have no leadership right now. We probably should let them have total control. They'd end up wiping each other out. They can't even agree on whether to go far left, progressive, socialist, or go somewhere in the middle. You'd have the Pelosis. You know, can you imagine the fights that would be going on?
Here, even his stark admission of sexual assault against women is separate from the systematic criminal activity.
His stark admission against sexual assault against women. Right. I'm sorry, when did it happen? With who? Can you give me a name? What woman did he sexually assault? Because I can give you a half a dozen to a dozen names that Billy Bob Clinton did. And we don't know it, Mr. Obama, because you can't get any... You know, here's the thing. If you found fragments of President Obama's high school or college history on the internet, then you could say, okay, you know what, maybe he was that clean. You can't find anything. It's like they used a Clorox cleaner on that big, vast interweb and wiped out anything to do with Mr. Obama. Now, I'm not stating that he was born in a different country, different world, different universe. I'm just saying I find it interesting that even people on his side of the aisle who supposedly went to school with him, never saw him at those schools. I mean, was he registered and people gave him a break? I mean, I don't know. Come on, let that sink in. I'm done with Louie. I can't listen to him anymore. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming. I mean, a lot more coming up after the break. Jim Carrey wants us to say yes to socialism. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You're listening to The Real Side.